anyway, so the aim of today is that regardless of which state, territory, or country you are operating in, if the workplace where you might be providing sessions, for example, you're a personal trainer and you work in somebody else's gym, if they are deciding to mandate things and you are worried that you don't want to have the medical intervention that they're mandating, and then you're worried that you're going to lose your job, your place of work, your clients, etc., I want you to rest assured that, one, everything will be okay, but also I'm going to throw some ideas at you today that are other ways to look at this scenario that will not only help it to turn out to be a much better outcome than what you possibly have dreamed, but hopefully it also piques your interest to know that you will always be okay. There are always people to help. I personally, with regards to starting personal training business from scratch, I've started in 8 cities, in 8 different times in different cities. I've moved 11 times in those 8 different cities, but out of those 8, 6 of the times I got to at least 6 figures and had multiple contractors working with me, doing mostly personal training, sometimes massage as well, and everything from face-to-face stuff, online consultations, etc., everything. So when I say you'll be okay because you can create something else, I'm purely giving you the example, and I'm drawing on multiple times that I've moved locations over, it's been over 2 decades actually, but it is a lot of moving, it is a lot of starting again. Sometimes I did go back to my home base, which was Sydney, and sometimes I would get the same clients back or I would have to literally start again. But what I didn't realize at the time was it's given me the ability to get busy really quickly. But I will tell you this as what I know about moving that's really applicable to the situation right now. There's 2 ways to handle this, obviously, like there's a stress way and a not stress way, but there's 2 things to think about when you are handling this is what I mean. There's what goes on in the back end of the business with you, with rent, with administration, with clients, and then there's the communication that happens with clients. One thing that I can tell you from experience, and also from helping lots of other trainers as well, is that the last thing for you to do with your clients is notify them that you will be moving. They don't really need that much notice, but if you aren't firm on the decision yet, just wait until you are totally firm on the decision before you tell your clients. Reason being, when you think about it, you're there as their health coach, their personal trainer, their leader in the field of the project of their health and fitness, whatever that looks like. But you're their like cheerleader, you're their team buddy that helps them get results faster than they'd get it by themselves. They're kind of employing you to help you help them do that, right? Now, all they really need to know when there are times of uncertainty, which might be like this, I mean, I could liken it to me working in a big box gym when the franchise decided to close, for example, and I knew I was going to have to move potentially. So I was just getting ready to move. Turned out somebody else ended up buying the gym, but I was ready to move and I was about 48 hours away from telling my clients that we were moving. Anyway, compressing time and not worrying too far into the future is a very, very appropriate skill and method to use with the timelines of what's going on right now, with the dates and the mandates and the rules and this and that and the other. They keep pushing the rules out, they're pushing the dates out. Nothing is going to stick and nothing's going to stay the same, but I want you to know this. Okay, let's pretend you don't want the medical intervention and the place where you're working says that they're going to mandate it. That means they're going to mandate it for staff. It means they're going to mandate it for clients. I can almost guarantee you that there's 50% of the population that doesn't want to have that mandated to them. So that means that there will be a large percentage of clients that won't have anywhere to train, and there will be other trainers there that also don't want to get it, but there will be trainers there that do want to get it. So you could make sure your views are known to the other personal trainers, and not to complain, definitely not to complain, but look at this from a solution perspective. You could therefore then take their clients that don't want to have the medical intervention, and they could take your clients that do want to have the medical intervention because that'll make them feel safer, or however that works with people's mentalities. But there's an opportunity there for you to just almost swap clients. there's an opportunity there for, I can almost guarantee as well, that within a 5 kilometre, 10 kilometre radius maximum of the location that you've got now, if you're worried that you're going to have to move, could almost guarantee that if you just called the neighbouring locations, because you wanted to, let's say you're in somebody else's gym, you called the neighbouring locations, the neighbouring fitness facilities, or anybody that owns a space that could have you there, there will be multiple coaches, owners of space that are willing to lease space to you and any of your clientele, and maybe even give you some of theirs. But there'll be plenty of people who also don't want that medical intervention mandated for them as well. So I want you to know that within this very, very short-term stressful situation of what's going on right now, there are multiple ways for you to think about the opportunity that it's going to create. It's going to mean that, look, you have to cope with change. The reality is that the survival of the species, I think it was Charles Darwin that said this, don't quote me, that the survival of the species is determined not by the fastest, the quickest, or the smartest of the species, but the most adaptive to change. It's exactly the same in this situation. So cry, have your meltdown, have your losses, feel the feelings, I'm all for that. And then just know that within a few questions of asking around, and believe me, within your own network, you could solve this problem. You could also solve the problem of collaborating with other people to do other things. I highly, highly recommend that you get, no matter who you are anyway, you get more than one source of income or revenue or ability to earn money. It's just crazy to not have that. It's one of the things that my kind of like an ADD personality, you could say, is that I've always got 5 to 10 things on the go. Some are very small, some are collaborations, some are free, some are very high end paid, some are only paid based on performance. So you don't have to just have one form of structure of income where you work for yourself. Like if you're just, say for example, trading your time for money in a personal training gym, or let's say you've been doing Zoom sessions the whole time we've been in lockdown, which is the same anyway because your income's coming from this group of people for predominantly one service. So the way to branch out to not have just one income from one service is to create other services. There are a lot of other services that your clients right now do need help with. For example, something that one of my clients, my business consulting coaching clients, has just launched. She's a personal trainer, very experienced one, very full. She's in lockdown in New South Wales at the moment. She can't take another one-on-one client at the moment. So she's launched a 4-week stay healthy something with mindset in lockdown. And obviously it's run online, right? And it's only a lower end product. Now, very quickly though, she will be selling a high end product as well. I'm only 3 weeks into talking to her, and I think her latest comment was that 21 people signed up to that new 4-week thing that she's got. And that doesn't include the people that will have upgraded to VIP version. VIP version meaning they get more contact with her. You don't have to overcomplicate how these things are run. It's also just run in a Facebook group, but once the information's there, it's there, and it's very easy to pull it out, keep it somewhere, and sell it to somebody at a later date. In fact, that's what happens with the majority of my short, low-end courses, is that they sell on repeat. I don't run funnels to them. I don't run or promote sales pages to them. The links just happen to be out on the internet. And if I want to make more money, then I would focus down on making sure those links are in all places and that the sales pages are updated, etc. But the way my brain works and my skill set works, and I'm telling you this so that you can find some juice in it for you, is that I like doing various projects on various different products and with different people in different businesses as well, not just fitness, because what I've realized, and a friend has helped me realize too, is that over the last couple of decades of, you know, setting everything up from scratch and yes, scaling it, but without losing the personal touch as well, I will say, and sometimes to the point of having, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 contractors helping, and for somebody that moves around a lot, that's actually quite a lot of help, and that's personal trainers at once. And what I've realized is that it's very easy for me to look at lots of kinds of businesses and say, hey, okay, so these are the systems that you've got, then what's happening with this, what's happening with that? There's definitely a gap there, because a lot of the time people that are in the business can't seem to see where the gaps are. And when I say gaps, I mean there's always a way for you to make income and at the same time be doing the part of it that you actually really love. And often just by, I don't know, if for example, randomly asking for referrals or having an email system that goes out to people once they have purchased something is another thing that people just don't think to have. Hiring an expert to help you with advertisements if you do have extra cash flow, and understanding that marketing is actually a critical part of having a business anyway. So you've either got time to do it organically, otherwise you pay somebody to help you, otherwise you're going to be effing around with the back end of Facebook ads for a really long time. But there are people that know how to shortcut those things. But I promise you that within two or three people of just asking the question, you can always get the problem solved. It just takes you having the mindset of coming back to the fact that the problem is always solvable. It is always solvable. There are always people in your network that you can attract to help you solve things. There are always people who can answer your questions within your network. As long as you're not 21. You know, anyone that's like 30 and above is really able to utilize their network easily. Just ask two or three people, hey, who do you know that could do this or could do this or could do this? And because of this crisis that's happening, here are some other ideas of mine. Now, this is off the topic of fitness, but I have to get this out. Is that there are multiple opportunities, actually I can't say, the gazillions of opportunities happening right now where the government is dividing countries into two, the ones that are pro medical intervention, the ones that aren't, or they're trying to anyway. I don't think they're doing a very good job at dividing us, to be honest, but they're making it look like we're divided in the media, so I think some people believe it, but obviously not all, and not you if you're listening to this. But what it means is that we need organisations that service both kinds of people. So in essence, almost every single business that you can think of could be split into two. There could be the side that services these people over here and the side that services that people over there, those people over there. And I'm not saying that this would be an easy venture, but I'm also saying that the ability to generate revenue now based on one of the things that you stand for is actually going to be easier than ever. Easier than ever. I know that because I've moved around so much, I've kind of made it a professional job of mine to make new networks and meet new people and make new friends. It's literally like a job, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I adore people and meet new people. Especially when you can find ones that have got similar values to your own. And right now, it's easy to find people that have got similar values to your own, and it's even easier to make new friends that have got similar values to your own, which means it's even easier to expand your network of people who can help you with opportunities who have the same values as your own or very similar values to your own. Because this is a very big deal. I do think it will be gone quite soon. I really, really do. But I do also think that we're going to go down in history as living through one of the most amazing awakening, but also dividing parts of history itself. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to look back at that and decide that that's how it is. But I also know that it's up to us to create the reality that we would like rather than complaining about the stuff that we don't want. When you have the things in front of you that you don't want, and you then therefore know what you don't want, which means that you have a better idea of what it is that you do want. So we do need to focus on creating those things. Please feel free to reach out and ask if you have any questions. My email is kate@katemartinmentor.com, or see the website for amazing resources for coaches at katemartinmentor.com. At the time of making this audio, which is end of September 2021, I'm taking on two clients to do the ultimate version of VIP, which is for us to help you create, design, and sell and enroll the largest high ticket offers you've ever executed in your life. So if you're ready to make more, do more, be more, and receive more, send me a message on one of those places or hit me up on social media and I'll talk to you more about that. Just know that all you need to do is focus on being an amazing leader for your clients, and that the opportunities are endless. The people that can help you are endless. Talk soon.